the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. We're sure glad that you joined us on this snowy Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Those of you who don't recognize Tony's voice, it's been so long, but it's good to have you back again, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. It was a couple of weeks down in Alabama with our daughter, and I had some business down there, so it's good to be back.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have brought more warm weather with me
when I came back from Alabama. We'll just get the shovels out and do what we normally do up here. So
we're going to have a white Christmas for sure this year.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great show for you this morning. Stay tuned because you're going to learn some pretty good perspectives on acquiring and owning and sustaining and growing a business. Our guest this morning is Jim Marks. Jim is the owner of Fox City Sign and Lighting Services, LLC, located here in the Appleton area. And, Jim, we welcome you to the show this morning. Thanks for coming in on a snowy morning.
Well, I was kind of wondering, Tony, if I was invited or not. I got here and the door was all locked up and the front door hasn't been shoveled out and everything else. But anyway, I got a hold of you and you told me to hang on. So we're here. And Randy, good to see you. Randy and I have been networking together for, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that.
At least, yeah.
I forget how long. But anyhow, it's great to be here.
Well, good. Thanks for coming in. And we wanted, as you know, Biz Talk is a program that discusses how entrepreneurs start their companies, why they start them, what do they do to make them successful, what are some of the challenges that folks overcome. We want to talk about that with you this morning, Jim, but before we go there, I just want to kind of wish everybody a Merry Christmas because this will be our last show, Randy, before
right.
the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, we'll be taking that off and also New Year's Day, so
yeah.
We'll have two offs there.
We'll be back on the air after today on January 7, so if we forget to say it, later in the show, Merry Christmas, everybody,
right,
from Score
right.
Biz Talk.
Yeah.
Jim, tell us a little bit about you, your background, and tell us about your company, and just give an overview of how you got into this business.
Well, first of all, graphic arts has always been in my heart. I started out in the printing way back in Appleton East, and one of my first jobs was J.J. Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got into printing pretty good, and I like graphic arts. And then my folks had a motor coach tour company here in town, and I set up their own implant print shop. So we printed all of our own material, catalogs, that type of thing. So the sign business isn't too far away from graphics. It's still graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's how I basically ended up here.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you owned the company now?
It was 10 years in June.
You want to share how you acquired the company?
Sure. I had... worked for my parents for 20-some years. I forget how many years it was. And I was, for the last 10 of those, you know, that was my dad's business. It wasn't my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get in my own business. But I'll tell you what, it's hard to figure out what you really, really want to do.
It is.
So I answered an ad for a company up in Green Bay that were looking to do sign service. And I thought, here's an opportunity that they wanted somebody to start the program for them. They've never did it before. So they had to get the manager to start and then hire the employees and buy the service trucks and this type of thing. And I thought, here's a great opportunity without having to go and start it on myself. I don't have any college education. So my, what do you want to call it, resume, usually mm-hmm. got put in file 13 because there was no degree,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I got hired on, and I did that for 6 years. I built them from zero customers up to 600 customers. But if you remember back in 2005 and 2006 is when the economy started downturning. They had been electricians for 25 years. They were working on two major factories, wiring up the factories, and both of those went bankrupt before they opened up.
Ouch.
And that caused the company that I worked for to end up going bankrupt. And after that, I was going to go back to my family business, but my customers kept calling me and said, hey, when are you going to come and service our sign? When are you going to come and service our parking lot lights? And I said, well, can you hold on a little bit? And they said, well, sure. So I went to my banker that I had known for years, and I said, hey, you know, all these customers are calling. Maybe I'll just pick it up and do it on my own and just keep right on rolling. He said, well, how many customers you think would follow you? And I said, probably 80% of them. He said, what are the facts? And I told him what I needed. I needed a truck. I needed an employee. I needed an inventory, whatever. We sat down, had about a half-hour conversation. Those were the good days. And he said, go ahead and do it. I didn't have to give my firstborn son like today.
Yeah.
And so they gave me the money for the down payment on the truck, and we went to work. The truck came in. I hired I had a full-time tech, a part-time office manager, and myself in sales.
That was about 2006 or so?
June of 2006.
Yep.
And you just described the importance of having your relationships with your banker and how important that is. How did you develop that relationship? Was that a long-term thing before that?
Was because for my father's business, I did a lot of the loan negotiations for the big purchases. Oh, At that time, there were $200,000-$300,000 purchases. Mm-hmm. And that's how I built that relationship. And then we bought the building that we were in, and that went through that bank. And he was a great guy to work with. I mean, if he believed in you, you got it.
Well, you just touched on something that every lender looks at first, and that's the character of the individual. Is the individual going to keep their word? Do they know what they're doing? Are they organized? Do they make good decisions? And that's the premise, the foundation for repaying a loan and all the collateral to secure the loan. Bad character means the collateral and cash flow is really no good.
Well, the biggest advantage I had, my parents had been in business and used them, and they know that we were a family, that if something happened, we would all work together as a family and get it done. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, that never happened.
That character element was there, though, for the lender to look at.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So you've done wonderful things with that opportunity. 10 years later?
10 years later, I now have 9 full-time employees. Instead of one truck, we have 3 trucks on the road. And we started out strictly service for the first 2 years, and now we got into signs about 8 years ago, and it's made a big difference. I really enjoy it now, okay? I have the right employees. I can actually sit and drink a cup of coffee once in a while.
And you've found an interesting way to be in the sign business. We were talking about it on the pre-show. You don't manufacture signs.
No, we sell, we service, we design, and we don't manufacture. When I first started out, there's 7 major players in the Fox Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Building signs.
Very competitive.
Very competitive. And they all laughed at me. He says, you know, that Marks guy, you know, he's never going to make it. If he doesn't make his own signs, he's never going to make it. Okay? Well, we're still here. 2 of those companies are gone, mm-hmm. but I'm still here.
As you've been in the business now for this 10 years, like you said, you started out not making your own signs but buying them. What kind of changes have you seen in the type and designs of these signs? The people are using today. I mean, we used to use the big old flat face, and away you go.
Everything is, you can customize it right down. In fact, if you drive by my place, we just put up a new sign on our building. We changed our logo after 10 years. The biggest change right now is going from fluorescent and pressure sodium bulbs to LED.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, my old sign that was on the building, there were 10-foot fluorescents, and at zero, they barely lit.
Mm-hmm.
With the LED, it could be 100 below or 100 above. It isn't going to change the quality of the look of the sign. And every business wants their sign to look good.
Mm-hmm. And they're programmable, aren't they?
Yes.
You can
totally
change the message?
We just put up our own electronic message center up on 441. It's 40 foot tall and 6 foot by 18 foot two-sided. And we even got Go Pack Go up there.
But you know, the idea of having motion, having change, is really important in a sign today.
You have to have the ability, especially a restaurant or a beer. There was a customer of mine, I'm not going to mention any names, but it took me 2 years to convince this fella that in his restaurant and bar, he needed to change other than the same saying on the old zip letter reader board. And he's going like, I don't know if I can afford that. I don't know if I can afford that. Finally, I helped him a little bit on the finances. I gave him some days to do it. And he finally decided to do it. And after the first year, he said, I've had the best year I've ever had, because he could change the lettering or the special. He could go from at $2.59, he could have had, you know, salad and whatever lunch at $7.95, and then at 3 o'clock he can change it to $1.50 tappers.
So your signs are not just the big signs outside. They're signs inside the building as well. That's another whole dimension of signage, isn't it?
We can do anything that lights, we can do it.
Okay, indoors or outdoors?
Indoors or outdoors.
Yep. And you have some people on staff who have experience bringing ideas to a company from all other companies they've seen to help them, like you just mentioned, help that restaurant person improve their sales.
Well, you know, you have to update constantly, so you even look at your competitors and see what they're doing. Oh, yeah. and stay up on it. When you're an image business like we are, we have to stay up on it. I know Randy had said, you know, I mentioned that I would put our own message center up. And he goes, well, yeah, you're in the sign business. I mean, if you want to sell message centers, you better have one of your own. Well, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps a lot.
Yeah, one of my first marketing projects I ever had to do was for the bank I was working for, putting up a message center, and my board of directors kept looking at me like, why would I want to pay at that time $40,000 for this piece, because they're never going to last. I mean, that's just a fad. Well, one of the people on the board of directors has a very large auto dealership and used message boards on every place that he possibly could. And fortunately, they said, yeah, go ahead. So the one place that we had that did the best business of any of the five branches that we were using because of that board. We had more fun. But they're, yeah, they're vital.
Well, just think about Green Bay Packers. When you go to Lambeau Field today, and there's a play or a touchdown, what's the first thing you do after that touchdown?
Even the players do it.
Yeah. You look at the big, big message boards up there, and you want to see that again.
Yeah, exactly. Replay, exactly. If you have a question for Jim, or you'd like to ask him a question about his business or how he started or anything, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Jim, you were just saying before, we're talking here, too, about outside the area. How large a marketing area do you service? Where do you offer your services?
We'll offer within a 100-mile radius. And when I say that, we don't do individuals or independent stores or something 100-mile, but we do. I'm going to mention, you know, we do Burger King, we do McDonald's, we do Taco Bell, and we do Aldi's and Perkins and all those. So wherever they have locations,
you'll go there.
We'll go there.
Okay. Okay.
And one of the things that we developed was that, for example, one of the grocery stores is that whether it's in Appleton or it's in Green Bay or it's in Oshkosh, we don't charge any traveler trip charges. They get the same. It doesn't start till we get there.
Okay.
And that's cool. One of the ways we built our sign business is that the corporate headquarters knew exactly what we were going to charge when we were at the locations.
And if somebody wants to get in contact with you, Jim, what's the best way to reach you?
Actually, the best way is to go on the web, foxcitiesign.com, and it's foxcitiessign.com. And there's a webpage on there where you can
contact
for service or signs, and what kind of sign you want. You just fill it all in. It goes to three different people immediately.
Yeah. You have a nice website. I visited that, and it's very, very nice.
Thank you.
It's very inviting. It's easy to use and navigate. That's a nice job. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side to continue our conversation with Jim Marks. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Alberts and Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me, because because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at ridgestone.com. That's ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And we're back with Biz Talk this morning. That's some great bumper music, Rizzo. Thanks. Tis the season. We're talking this morning with Jim Marks. Jim is the owner of Fox City Sign and Lighting Services, LLC, here in the Valley. We're going to continue our conversation with Jim in just a moment, but first we'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is the organization that brings you Biz Talk each weekend. We are headquartered in the Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Appleton, the Fox Cities Chamber. And we service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. SCORE is a national organization with about 350 chapters and about 11,000 volunteers. We have about 55 volunteers in our chapter, and our disciplines include marketing, banking, legal, product development, workflow, cash flow, accounting. If you're thinking of starting a business or you're in business and you'd like to grow your business, you have an opportunity and you don't quite know how to address it, check us out at foxcities.score.org. That's our website. And you can request a free confidential mentoring session with one of those mentors who is basically experienced in the area in which you need the assistance. So just go to foxcities.score.org, complete the request for mentoring, hit the send button, and a mentor will be contacting you probably within 24 hours.
Yeah, on that, Tony, we have that brand new website just put up very shortly. So if you haven't been out to our site recently, go on out to it, wander around a little bit. There's some really great stuff in there. We're working on it as far as improving it here and there. But all of the older things that were on there, the templates and all of that, are still available. You might have to look a little bit in a different place, but don't give up. All the stuff is still on there.
Exactly. And if you'd prefer to give us a call, you can call us at the chamber number, 734-7101. They'll transfer the call down to our SCORE offices in the lower level of the chamber building, and we'll get you in. We'll put you in touch with a mentor who's going to help you reach and achieve success for your business. So check us out at foxcities.score.org. Jim, we were talking in the first segment about how you got your business going, you acquired it, you've grown it, and some of the strategies that you've used to sustain the company and grow it. That you shared some things before the show that congratulations on your success for 10 years. One of the strategies you mentioned in the pre-show and during the first segment was you don't manufacture any of your own signs. And that's very unusual, as you pointed out, in the sign business. So how do you manage that? How did you find an alternative, and how do you still deliver quality signs to your customers? Because your name's on the line.
Well, we're really fortunate in this area. We have a fantastic sign builder up in Bondiwell and Shawano, two different places called Worldwide. The only broker or the only wholesale, they do not do any retail, which means they're not a competitor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We have been using them now for 7 years, and I was telling Tony when we talked before the show, of those signs for the last 7 years, I've never had a customer call me and said there was a quality problem with their sign. So I think I made the right choice. I saved a lot of square footage. I saved a lot of heating bills, a lot of cooling bills, a lot of employees that they come and they go and have to train constantly. The machinery, the interest rates on buying equipment, it just adds up. And this way, if there's anything wrong with a sign, I call Worldwide and say, hey, take care of it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go back and feel embarrassed or try to work out a situation that one of my employees caused.
Sure.
Okay, I just send it back, and, you know, luckily we've never had to do that.
Do one of the employees of Worldwide join you or your staff when you're talking to a client for a sign? Do they get into the conversation at the ground level?
We have a sales rep, and he has been into different places like that, and he's a phone call away. If I had a problem with a sign or a really unusual, yes, I could call him, and an hour, and he's here.
It sounds to me like Worldwide has really got their game down pretty good. They're a world-class organization. And they're precise, and they're going to do it the way the customer wants it done right the first time.
Right. They have a location in Atlanta and also in Nevada.
So they're a pretty big player.
They're a good company. Yeah.
And they're probably servicing a lot of smaller companies like your company, and they want to keep all of you happy.
Yeah, I get free delivery because I'm so close. You ever try to pay shipping bills today?
Especially on a sign, I imagine that'd be pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's you have that special truck that only one guy has. I know that's exciting, really exciting.
Do they help you with other things too, Jim? You have a 60-foot boom truck. So if you have a larger sign you're working on, can they help you with that?
No, we have, I've never been afraid to use my competitors.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a good relationship with the
Very
other
good.
Sign companies. If I need a 100-footer, I know who to call. And they work with me and I work with them because some of the sign companies I work don't have cranes, and I've got three of them.
Yep. Okay. Randy, you're probably going to agree with this comment. If you ever go to a chamber event or anything going on in the entrepreneurial world in the Fox Valley area, you're going to see Jim Marks there.
Absolutely.
He's networking all the time, and he just gave evidence of how successful that networking can
right.
be.
Right. When we come back on the next segment, I want to just talk to Jim a little bit about how he uses that as a marketing tool, because I refer to him as a pro when it comes to that.
I don't know too many business owners who would go to their competitors and enlist their services to complete a contract that they're engaged in. It's just a good trusting value relationship you have with
you have to do that in my brother's business. I don't know if I can mention what it is, but it's a motor coach tour business. They've done that for years. If my brother doesn't have a bus, he can call a competitor and they'll put a bus out. They call him back and forth, and that's where I learned it from. Okay, is that don't be afraid of your competitors. Sometimes they're your best friend. If you want that contract and you can't fulfill it, what do? Give up the contract, or you work with your friends.
There you go.
Okay.
And it's a two-way street.
Both ways.
Well, we're coming up on our second break. It was a short segment for us right there, but we'll be back on the other side to continue our conversation with Jim Marks, the owner of Fox City Sign and Lighting Services, LLC. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, real local radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio. Our guest this morning is Jim Marks. Jim is the owner of Fox City's Sign and Lighting Services, LLC. And we're talking about how he acquired and has grown his business, and he's been successful with it. So we're really glad Jim is here this morning. We're going to get right back to him in a minute, tell you a little bit more about our score chapter. Randy, we're at that time of the year when we probably don't have much going on the calendar with seminars, but can you give us an insight as to maybe what's coming up in 17?
Oh, yeah. You're correct there, because people have so many other things going on.
Sure.
But, yes, our education committee has been planning a lot of things. We just finished an excellent seminar with QuickBooks, which was very, very well attended, and we're going to be planning on doing that again later in the year. We also, of course, have the Simple Steps program, which is an ongoing seminar, which we've held a number of years. Again, should be having that coming up later in the year, probably in March. What I recommend is that people keep a good eye on the website. Whenever we have new programs coming up, they will be published there. The registration is direct. You just click on and register. PayPal handles that part of it as well. So it's very, very simple for you. So keep
What's
an eye
that
out.
Website?
The website is foxcities.score.org. And like I said, I'm very proud of that thing. It's been we're really working on that, and it's looking really, really good.
Yep, it's been modernized, and it's much cleaner, and it's very friendly, so you wouldn't have any trouble getting lost there. Keep in touch with foxcities.score.org, and you'll be abreast of what's going on in the SCORE chapter. Also want to just mention that SCORE is a co-sponsor, and we help produce the Million Cups programs each week at Fox Valley Tech. We're very happy to be able to do that with Amy Peach and Mark Burwell out there at Fox Valley Tech. We are not going to be having any Million Cup sessions for the next 2 weeks in respect of the holidays. So the next one will be coming up in the first part of January after New Year's, on that first Wednesday after New Year's. I think that probably be about the 4th. So check us out. You can find out more about Million Cups at foxcities.score.org. Also want to put a shout out for Variant Productions. Variant Productions is located in Kaukauna. They're a video production company, and they did some beautiful videos for five of our success stories at our SCORE chapter this year. They're finished, and can't say enough good things about Isaiah Wells and the gang over at Variant Productions. If you have any questions about putting together a video, reach out to them at 475-4354 or go to variantproductions.com. Check it out. You will be prepared. Just prepare yourself for awesome, because it was really a great experience to put those videos together. Well, Jim, let's come back to talking about your company and you. And you've built this company not alone. You've had some folks helping you, and you're very passionate about your employees. Tell us what's... How do you build those good employee relationships, and what value do you see in those?
Well, my father was an employer, and he told me right from the beginning, when you hire somebody, you make sure that you can afford to pay them, because they have to bring a paycheck home. So you just don't hire to just hire. And he always used the phrase, the hire to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've tried to do. I have a fantastic corporate manager. Her name is Sarah. She's been with me for almost 9 years now. And she's, I always tell her, she's the boss. I just own the place. But anyhow, we have a three-phase interview system. And it has worked out really well. Sarah does the first interview, and she finds out where they are technically. If they can run QuickBooks, if they can run a software Google program or something like that. And then I do the second interview and find out where they are personality-wise. Every one of my employees is a salesperson, okay? I don't care if you sit behind the desk all day. You're a salesperson. You represent Fox City Sign. We're an image company.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I think is the most important, you think about when you go to work, you see your husband or spouse for maybe an hour in the morning, and you get home at 6 o'clock at night, and you may be spending 3 hours with your spouse before you go to bed. At work, you're there for 8 hours. So every interview that we feel is a qualified interview, the whole company sits down with that person. And they can ask questions back and forth. The candidate can ask a question of us. And we get to know that person, because I like independent people who can do their job. I've never been one to look over the shoulder. I've never been done to breathe down their back. You do your job, I pay you well, and we all get along, and drama is left at the front door. I remember one employee one time, boyfriend-girlfriend situation, I said, next time you do that, don't turn the knob on the door.
Right. Yeah, that stays home, and what's here is what you're working with.
Right.
Because otherwise, yeah, otherwise you're messing up everybody else's life, too. So, yeah, it's very, very important.
I have a great staff. Like I said, I have nine people on my staff now.
Well, I do a lot of consulting with businesses and with financial institutions, and one of the things that we talk about all the time at a financial institution is the culture of the people in the company. And I always put it this way, whatever's at the top of the mountain rolls downhill. It could be sweet and it could be not sweet. And what you're describing, Jim, is it all starts at the top. And it's the person at the top who creates the culture and the expectation for behaviors in the culture. And there's a way to measure it, and it's fair, it's value-added, and it's trusting. And if you have a group of people like that, there's nothing you can't do.
Nothing you can't do. And, you know, I've learned over my years, you know, with my family always says I'm a little ADDDDDD before they even knew what that was.
But maybe it's ADDDDD.
But, you know, I've worked in my young days before this with some fantastic people, and one was John Bergstrom. Yeah. And I learned a lot from John Bergstrom. I was his gopher one summer. I drove him to Paper Valley and the different hotels and the different dealerships and stuff like that. And somebody told me you have to have mentors in your life. And I was explaining to Tony, on my desk, I have in a frame, I have two calling cards that are autographed. And one is John Bergstrom and the other is Oscar Bolt.
Yep.
Both of those guys had a passion for what they do,
right,
but they still have a passion. Oscar's still running around at 90 some years old.
Yes, he won't.
Yeah. And, they have a passion for what they did, and they built that because that's what they believed in themselves to do and wanted to make a difference in the world. And that's the way we look at it at Fox City Sign. If we can make your business look good, if we can allow people to look at your sign and draw them to your business, you're going to like me and I'm going to like you.
You're building that image for them.
We're an image company.
Yeah.
Even the techs, everybody in our company, we don't have a lot of people come through the door because we're not a real retailer, but they all have the logo shirts and sweaters and this type of thing.
You mentioned the significance of the fox. What is that?
Well, if you look at our original, we just changed our logo, but the fox, how we got that is because if you have ever been out in the woods, you may not have seen a fox, but if there's one out there, he saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And our caption is, we keep an eye on your sign. So the fox is half, one eye is behind the sign and the other side is looking out front. So that's how we built our business. We would go around, I don't know if you want to explain how it started, the service, but
sure.
When I first started doing it, I'm going like, how in the world am I going to, you know, convince people that their sign needs service? And all of a sudden I'm on AOL. Remember the AOL days?
Oh, yes.
They had a digital camera for $100, and I'm going, digital camera? I can take a picture of that sign at night when it's half out or totally out. I can print it off. I have a picture's worth 1,000 words. So I would go out at night, and I would take the picture, and I would print it off. And then when I went to the bank or I went to the grocery store or whatever, they would tell me, well, you know, last time I looked, my sign was lit, and I'll get back to you. This way, they had it right in front of their eyeballs. What are they going to say? No, my sign doesn't need work. I'd get instant orders. And that's how we built it.
How long will it take you to fix my sign?
Yeah, exactly, because they don't realize. You know, you go to
don't
work.
Realize it.
It's light in the morning, and it's light when
yeah,
you go
you
home.
Never see it. You
so therefore, the fox is keeping an eye on their sign.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's how we, that, you know, right now, when I started, when I started on my own, I had like a 600 backlog of customers. We have over 3,000 customers today.
Very good.
Wow.
And what's the most famous sign you've ever done? What's the one that leaves the biggest
impression?
Our famous
sign that everybody has to have their famous thing. Ours is the big sign near the Country USA grounds in Oshkosh. The big one, it says, Welcome to Osh Vegas Palms Resort.
When did you make that sign?
Well, that was built, that was one of the first years. So it had to be like 2008 or 2009. They wanted a sign that would say, you know, what is it? And we put that up. There was nothing there besides an old Speedway gas station building.
I remember that.
And everybody said, what is Osh Vegas Palms Resort? We made it.
We got them talking.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. You know, you talk about how you market things and so on. One of the other areas that I know you're very much involved in, we alluded to it earlier, is the fact that you are very much involved with the chambers in the area here. How do you work with that as a marketing tool? How do you use that?
Well, the biggest expense anybody will tell you starting a business is advertising. I stuck money in equipment and employees, and I was the advertiser. Or I was the guy going out advertising.
Networking.
I use the chamber. I've been ambassadors to a couple of chambers. I'm an ambassador right now with another chamber, which means that I greet people at the door when they come in on these networking nights and introduce them. If they're in the clothing business, I'll introduce them to people that'll help them out. Or if they're in the car business, I'll introduce them to this. And that's how I built my business. I mean, I'm not home at night very much, okay? I mean, sometimes it's 2, 3, 4 networking things a day, but that's my passion. That's my life. That's what I love to do. I could sit home and watch TV and sit in a lazy boy and have a beer like anybody else.
Boring.
But Fox City Sign would not be here.
That's fun.
I do. You do have one claim to fame that I have to give you at this point in time, is you actually had all three, Fox West, the Heart of the Valley, and Fox City's Chamber, at one grand opening celebration. I think you're the first person to ever do that.
Never had all three chambers share in an event, and I felt privileged to put that together, to get them to realize, hey, we're all in business together. Why can't the chambers all be together? It was very successful.
Talk about an image, huh?
Yeah.
It was very nice, and they all enjoyed it too.
Yeah,
and now
two
of those chambers have really worked well together since then.
Yep.
And there's more coming.
Yes.
I think it broke the ice. There's more of that coming.
Yeah, hopefully
for the benefit of everyone.
With the SCORE works very closely, of course, with all the chambers in our marketing area. And, we're starting to bring them together. So thank you for breaking the ice and getting things going for us. It's a real achievement.
Well, this is my community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And somebody told me one time, when you leave this world, hopefully you made it better than when you came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some other projects going for downtown Appleton, a big, huge retirement program project for me. I can't say what it is, but Randy knows what it is. And it'll be fabulous for the city of Appleton. And someday when this is done, that'll be my retirement party. It'll be on a stage, and that's all I'm going to say.
And you know that party, they're going to play this show. They're going to play this show so people can hear you talking to them about
this will come back to
us. Is that like Facebook where it brings up things from 2-3 years ago and runs on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They really do, because we do archive them. We've got shows that have been on for over 4 years. So.
Yeah, we do that on our website, biztalkwithscore.com. So anybody listening, if you go to biztalkwithscore.com, you can go back about 5 years and listen to any show we've archived for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in chronological order. It's kind of fun to go back and listen to some of those programs.
Jim, again, just moving along on some of the questions we're just touching on there a little bit. You have a plan and so on. One of the things, you just reached a milestone. You had some goals that you set a while ago, and you're going to be celebrating one of those. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, everybody has a goal, and there's always a number. And we reached that number this year, and I'm not afraid to say, we hit our over $1 million in sales.
Mm-hmm.
First year was 76,000.
Very good.
So it took us a while to do that, but now I have the staff in place that we could probably go another 500,000 and not have to add employees. And it takes a while to get set up like that.
Yes, it does.
You know, you just can't, like I said, you just don't go out and hire people and hope you can pay them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to bring a paycheck home for their family.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be responsible as an employer. I see too many people just throw employees around or they're just a number. We're all family. We're all family.
That's the
kind of... In fact, the company party tonight for 20 people is going to be at my house, because that's the atmosphere we want. We don't want to be rushed by people around in a restaurant.
As I was a young man growing up and getting jobs and so on, going through college, and I always wanted to work at a place where somebody cared about the employees. I'd worked at places where they didn't care, and you get junk and you're not treated well, you're not respected, and you're always micromanaged. But I always wanted to work at a place where people cared. Sounds like you've got that place there.
Well, I learned that from my dad. My father's business, the five main employees were there from 35 to over 40 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And they all made a contribution that helped grow that company, and nobody lost.
Nobody lost.
Everybody benefited from that.
Right.
So, tell us again, where are you located, Jim, and how can folks get a hold of you?
We're located right on the north side of 441 at the intersection of 47. Where, if you ever go to McDonald's over there on Valley Road, we're right behind McDonald's. Big gray building. I own the whole complex, and I have myself in there, and then there's Felco Window and Door, PCI, which is an engineering company, and then the new Mosquito Squad.
We've had those on.
Yes, they're doing extremely well.
That's Kat and Andy.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They're really good friends of mine.
Are they? Yeah. They're in the original suite that I was in, they're in.
Yeah, they're really cool people, and they do have a great product.
Yeah, and they were super as far as on the show. They did a great job when we had them on. So.
He came in my office yesterday or day before, and he says, Jim, he says, how important is it to have a good office manager? I said, sit down, Andrew. It's all the difference in the world.
It really does. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up the program. We're talking this morning with Jim Marks. Jim is the owner of Fox City Sign and Lighting Services, LLC, here in the Valley. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, real local radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Community. Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
At Alberts and Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to our final segment this morning on Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio. Our guest this morning is Jim Marks. Jim is the owner of Fox City Sign and Lighting Services, LLC. And we've been listening to Jim describe his passion for his business, what drives him to be successful. It's been a great conversation this morning. So if you've missed it, please go to our website at biztalkwithscore.com. That's where we archive our radio programs, and you'll be able to listen to the show starting Wednesday. It'll take a couple days for us to download that out on that website. We also want to take a moment and thank our sponsors who help bring the show to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hayling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Ridgestone Bank. Also want to thank Tundraland, Candeo Creative in Oshkosh. Zach Pawlowski and his team have built and maintained biztalkwithscore.com for our score chapter. So thank you, Zach, and your team. Also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for promoting our program every week in our biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you're going to be kept abreast and stay informed about all the things going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. That will help you grow your business and be more successful. So thanks to our sponsors. We really appreciate the support. Jim, we're coming back now. I wanted to just recap. Rizzo took a call from a Dave in Menasha. And just to paraphrase what Dave said, he expressed his appreciation for the way you run your company. He was very impressed with your value on employees and the success you've achieved and how you give back to the community. And I think Grandy and I could really echo that comment.
Absolutely.
And Dave was really on the money. And that's a tribute to you and to your family and all the things that made you what you are today. That's a well-deserved comment, Dave. Jeff.
I had.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I come from a very passionate family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it shows, and I'm sure your party tonight with all your employees will be a really fun time. We wanted to wrap up the program a little bit, and we wanted you to can you give us an idea of where you see the company in 5 or 10 years? Everybody starts a company, and they run it, but eventually they start thinking about, what's in the future? What am I going to do? And it's just an idea, if you want to share some thoughts on that.
I've had offers. I value my employees. I'd really like to let it go as an ESOP.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't know what that is. That's the employees all get a chance to own the company.
Employee stock ownership program.
There you go. Yep. Because they helped me build it. I didn't do it by myself. If you think I'm sitting behind this microphone because I am the guy, you are so wrong. I hired people that know what they're doing, and the biggest trick to that is let them do their job.
Exactly.
Let them do their job. They trust me. They trust my guidance and my leadership. And we've had battles. I'm not going to say everything is perfect, okay? That's because we're a family.
Yeah.
Did you ever sit around the dinner table and not have a little disagreement every once in a while or whatever? But you only walk away stronger.
Exactly.
And that's the way I looked at it. So I really don't have a set thing for whatever. I mean, I'm getting close to retirement. I could legally retire, I suppose, now already.
Well, Oscar is 90-something.
Yeah, so and
he's
still
got a long
going.
Way to go.
He
got a long way to go, Jim.
I had a kick. I talked to John Bergstrom the other day, and for License to Cruise, he and I walked the whole avenue because we're both into cars. And I said, John, when are you going to stop? He says, well, what do you mean? I'm 70, and I just signed another 20-year mortgage. So,
yeah.
So apparently we're still going to go. Yep.
Well, you're right, though, and that's the part of passion. If you really enjoy what you're doing, what is retirement? You don't want to quit what you're doing.
No.
What your passion is.
I drive my wife crazy, probably.
Right. No, if you're having fun and everybody's enjoying it, why not enjoy it?
Exactly.
So congratulations on a great company.
Well, I really appreciate you guys inviting me here. I never thought about ever coming up on SCORE and doing this with you guys. And I just wish I had told Randy, I wish I would have known SCORE when I first started. It would have been a lot easier for me to learn all the financial aspects of owning your own business. And we didn't get into that.
You're
going
to get to know SCORE so well. Yeah. You're going to be a volunteer mentor with our chapter.
Yeah,
you don't even know it yet.
There we go. But I really appreciate being on the radio today. And
you're very welcome.
It was great.
You're very welcome.
Well, we're at that one point in the show every time we come to, which I enjoy most, and that is putting you on the spot a little bit. We ask our guests to give us a biz tip. What would be your little piece of wisdom to the people out there listening or thinking about starting a business, want to be in business?
Get a hold of SCORE.
Ooh, there you go.
Seriously, I wish I would have known SCORE when I first started out because I am a salesperson, okay? I don't have an accounting degree. I don't have a business degree. I don't have a marketing degree. All I have is myself and my personality.
And my passion.
Luckily, I broke the ice somewhere. But it would have been a lot easier if I would have said, hey, you know, Randy and Tony, sit down and talk to me and tell me what I have to do, where I need to go. You know, how am I going to finance this? How am I going to finance that? You know, my first purchase before I even had a day of business was a boom truck at $145,000.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, most people, that's what they pay for their business if it's a small business. Okay. So thank you very much, guys.
Jim,
and Merry Christmas
for being on
to everybody out there, too. And Merry Christmas to all my customers out there.
Well said.
Great move.
Jim, thanks for being a guest this morning, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We want to wish everybody else a very Merry Christmas. We're not going to be on the air next week. We're going to be off for 2 weeks. We'll be back on January 7th, starting a brand new year. So Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, Tony, if I could just get about a second and a half, we're saying thank you to everybody. You know I work with the Y Service Group, and I want to put a thank you out to everybody who bought Christmas trees.
Yep.
Enjoy Christmas, and I know that a lot of kids at the Y are going to because of the help and wonderful things that they did. So
another great cause.
Thank you very much.
Another great cause. Way to go, Randy. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a great time. And you've been listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Jolly, jolly Christmas this year.